The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Grand reopening sale on now. petersofkensington.com.au.
Good to have you on the program, Adam Gilchrist, for another week. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Morning.
The PM's White House trip.
Yes. I mean, here we are, 48 hours since Donald Trump was inaugurated. We're all still here. Which is extraordinary. But yes, the Prime Minister, Theresa May, the UK Prime Minister, will be the first foreign leader, we're told, to visit President Trump next Friday. She's made the point that she is a woman, and therefore she says that she will talk about NATO and Brexit and banking and a trade deal. But also, she says, she will confront Donald Trump about women's issues. She says some of his previous comments have been unacceptable, and she will make the point. Donald Trump has also professed to be an Anglophile, so I suppose he owns stuff in Scotland, although I suppose technically that makes him a Scottophile rather than an Anglophile, but still. There's stuff to talk about, clearly, and he is said to be in favour of people that he can do business with. The only thing is, actually, currently, Britain does better out of the US for trade than the US does out of Britain. So does that mean, therefore, that's a good thing or a bad thing? But apparently, one of Donald Trump's first actions was to restore a bust of Sir Winston Churchill to the White House Oval Office. So I don't know if that bodes well or ill. I'm not sure.
No, come on. That's a good start. It's a good start.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yes. The missile malfunction.
There's a big hoo-ha over this. Yeah, because it turns out that a British nuclear missile test went badly wrong. That doesn't sound good when you're talking about nuclear missile test going wrong.
No.
It wasn't an armed warhead. It wasn't one of those. But nonetheless, it was fired from one of the nuclear submarines, HMS Vengeance. Last summer for us, I should say, HMS Vengeance, some 200 miles off the coast of Florida. It was meant to send a missile off towards Africa across about 6,000 miles, but instead it went the wrong direction and headed towards the U.S. coastline. No harm done. It just plunged harmlessly into the sea ultimately. But the fact is the test is very expensive and very rarely done, but went wrong and was covered up. And this happened just before MPs voted on whether to spend £40 billion on a new Trident renewal program. So they didn't have all the facts. You can imagine, therefore, opposition MPs are tearing their hair out. Downing Street's decided that, you know, they didn't share news of that mistake. And there are those saying, hang on a moment, what on earth is going on? And what if that had been an armed nuclear warhead? What if that had been altogether completely different?
Too shocking to even think about. And this is a bit of a pity, Adam, Britain's book boycott.
Yeah, apparently, this is, I understand it's one of those things, maybe it's the way of the world, but reading is going out of fashion big time. Research has found that 1 in 10 people in the UK does not own a single book, and for young adults aged 18 to 24, it's 1 in 5 who don't own a single book. And this is in spite of all the National Poetry Days and Novel Days and constant lists of phone-ins on great authors and numerous literary awards that we have these days. Officially, the average home in Britain contains 158 books, but a quarter of those have never been opened. Maybe we're busy reading elsewhere, online, for instance, or maybe ignorance is bliss.
Oh, dear. But to think that they're all just for show in our bookshops and in our bookshelves. Dear. Okay, thank you for that, Adam. We'll catch up tomorrow.
You're welcome. Cheers, Chris.
All right, so we don't read most of the ones that we keep. Can't believe it.